Hey there. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and I hope it's been a wonderful weekend for you. Welcome back to the Bernie Miklas Show here on my YouTube channel. I want to talk about Mizzou football. It was a winter wonderland in Columbia Saturday, and the Tigers, on a mad dash quarterback draw from Brady Cook, managed to get past Arkansas 28-21 in the regular season finale. So a good time was had by all, if you're a Mizzou fan anyway, because it's really been a good year. It could have been a better year, and I'm going to get into all that, but don't worry, I ain't being negative. I'm actually going to try to be a purveyor and a presenter of healthy perspective, and I don't think I need to do that, but it's good to reinforce some things. So let's get to it, shall we? And thank you for all your support. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for giving us a chance. Thank you for all of your comments. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you look about the, you look at the Mizzou season in 2024, there's a lot of ways to look at it, and it's also part of a two-year cycle, which has been great for Mizzou football. But if we talk about this season specifically, have there been some disappointments? Sure. The schedule, as we've talked about, set up favorably for the Tigers to make a run to a spot in the 12-team playoff, but it didn't happen. They didn't take full advantage of what was an advantageous schedule. It happens. It's been a crazy year in college football, right? The Tigers were destroyed on the road by Texas A&M and Alabama. Non-competitive blowouts, really dispiriting. And despite making a really terrific rally in the second half at South Carolina, Mizzou went down in an excruciating loss when the defense couldn't make a stop on SC's final possession. We can also point to, if you are inclined to nitpick Mizzou's record, or maybe it's not even nitpicking, maybe it's just pointing out the obvious, and that's okay. That's okay. There was a stark difference, and we're talking about regular season. Season ain't over yet. But there was a stark difference in Mizzou's performance against good teams and bad teams. For example, the Tigers are 6-3 against power conference teams this season. But there is a revealing breakdown that goes along with that. Let me explain, if I could. In their six power conference wins, Mizzou's opponents this season are 17-38 in games against power conference teams. So in other words, the teams that Mizzou beat, the six power conference teams that Mizzou beat, those teams had a winning percentage in their conference games of only 310. But in their three losses to power conference teams, Alabama, Texas A&M, South Carolina, those three teams have a 654 winning percentage against power conference opponents. So Mizzou, not so good against the best teams or the really good teams or teams better than them. Not so good. That's just an honest factual truth. But still, Mizzou had a chance to lose some games that would have been awful in terms of just, hey, you got to win the games where you clearly should be the better team. And Mizzou displayed a real great quality of being able to fight back and pull out wins. And we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But I am just pointing out kind of the disparity or the imbalance, whatever you want to call it, Mizzou's performance against good teams and bad teams. It's there. I just wanted to note it. The other thing is this was not, you know, ESPN and all some of the other metrics they have, a game control metrics, basically it means, you know, how much did you dominate? How much were you in charge? This was not a particularly stout game control team. It actually made them kind of fun in a way. So I'm not complaining. I'm just presenting some stuff. The Tigers had a troubling tendency to start slow in games. If you look at their contests against every power conference team other than Mississippi State, Mizzou got outscored 104-46 in the first half. They trailed Vandy, Texas A&M, Alabama, Oklahoma, and South Carolina at halftime. They were also tied at the half against Auburn and Arkansas. All season long, the Tigers had, we're talking about power conference opponents, not talking about the marshmallow part of the schedule. All season long against power conference opponents, nine of them, the Tigers had one halftime lead, one. But they still ended up winning nine games this season, including six against the power conference teams. Listen, let's be honest here, too. We know this. The Mizzou offense was inconsistent. Brady Cook certainly had some amazing moments and some amazing times in games. But the Mizzou offense in general kind of struggled for consistency, struggled in the deep passing game, the downfield passing attack. Luther Burden, in my opinion, and yours, many of you anyway, didn't get the ball enough. Spent a little bit too much time being a decoy or a bystander, not involved in the play. Didn't get the ball to him enough, but boy, it was fun to watch him play and perform over these past 3 years, and he's going to be a big star in the National Football League. The defense blew, as we talked about here on the video, way too many pass coverage assignments. The pass rush would disappear at times, at bad times, inopportune times. And basically, to wrap all this part of it up, the Tigers made it a lot harder on themselves than they should have. There was a lot of strain in their games. Nothing really came all that easy. But this team fought like mad, and they managed to overcome those slow starts, the misfires on offense, the mistakes on defense, and those three demoralizing road losses. They always snapped back. They always shook it off, got back to work. And I really, really respected and admired that aspect of this team. So Mizzou still ended up at 9-3, and I see no reason to disparage that, even though, again, there was an opportunity to do better than that. There was an opportunity going into the season to make a clear case that Mizzou had a chance, maybe even a good chance, of making it to the National College Football Playoff, but it didn't happen. But I'm not going to disparage the 9-3 season, which also has a chance to make them 10-3 if they can win the bowl. I can only speak for myself here. Maybe I speak for many of you. Maybe I do not speak for many of you. It's your opinion. You're entitled to it. But I see it this way. This is not an all or nothing enterprise. We can be disappointed. We can be proud. Both things can be true at the same time. You know, it's not either or. And I think that's a healthy way to look at this. This is just my opinion. Yeah, as we said, there were reasons to be disappointed with some aspects of the regular season. And no one should feel shame or be shamed for saying that. You know, there's always people that are at the extreme. You know, if you say, you know, okay, 9-3, but boy, they could have done so much better. Boy, they blew their chance to get to the playoff. Boy, that really disappointed me. You shouldn't be shamed for that, right? You don't have to feel like you're doing something wrong by saying that. So there's a lot of people that will try to shame you if you're talking about the disappointments. It's happened to me. When Mizzou lost to South Carolina, and basically there goes any shot at the college football playoff. I said in that context, it was a disappointing season. But in that specific context only, opportunity lost. But just by saying that, people are like, are you crazy? Are you familiar with the history of Mizzou football? Do you remember what happened last year? Yeah, I do. Thank you. I do. But that's the point. It's okay to be disappointed and also feel really good about the state of the program. It's perfectly fine to feel both of those sentiments at the same time you sit here like I am today. In fact, I think it's normal to feel that way. So, yeah, you can be disappointed and you can be proud, and both things are possible at one time. there are reasons to look at the regular season and have some regrets, certainly. And that's all right, too. You know what? There's a lot of other teams out there that are feeling regrets. A lot of other fan bases are feeling regrets. I mean, there's only one undefeated team out there right now, and that's Oregon. But if we step back from looking at the things that have gone better, we'll see some big picture accomplishments over the last two seasons that really stand out. And that's why I'm trying to have, and I like to have, a healthy perspective on this. You don't go from being a chronically mediocre program for most of its history to the top tier of college football. You don't zoom right to the top. It just doesn't work that way. But Mizzou is a rising program. Now, does this rising program have things to prove? Well, yeah, because we just talked about some of them. Can this rising program do better? Absolutely. Is it really important for them to sustain the success and generate even more momentum going forward? Yeah, it's vitally important to do that. But as we sit here today, they are a rising program. And I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I'm gonna explain it. Well, as usual, man, I'm going to give you the facts to back that up. By the way, just in case you're wondering what rising means exactly as applied to this situation, here's the official definition of rising, quote, going up, increasing, or sloping upward. Yes, that absolutely describes the Mizzou football program. Coach Eli Drinkwitz has moved his Mizzou program up for a lot of reasons. His high school recruiting, which is just relentless. His strong work in the transfer portal, which is absolutely relentless. His advocacy of upgrading Mizzou's facilities, the stadium, pushing and pushing and pushing and getting, you know, doing enough of the lobbying, really, really good, effective lobbying to get those things done. He's lifted this program up because of his salesmanship, which is really necessary to fire up those big money donors, right? Really good at that. Mizzou, as we all know, got a big jump on the NIL aspect of their program building, and that should continue to pay off. And though the phrase, quote, team culture is overused, it does apply here, in my opinion. Drinkwitz has done it. The program's culture is very strong, and that's good for recruiting. That's good for riding out the tough times. Culture can make a team resilient and able to bounce back from bad days or those blasts of adversity that knock you down. Let's pause, though, for a minute and review what Mizzou has done over the last two seasons. And if you absorb all of these facts and all of this reality, and if you are still disappointed in their season, you have the right to be disappointed about some things in their season. But just to, again, I'm going to go back to that word, just to put it into perspective, we all need to consider this. And I did some homework this morning. Number one, national presence in the polls. Going back to October 15th of the 2023 season, Mizzou has been ranked among the top 25 nationally in 22 of the last 24 top 25 polls. That could be any of the polls that matter, whether it be the AP, the coaches, or the college football playoff rankings. And that includes last season final poll, the season-ending poll, and this season's preseason poll. Listen, pardon me for mixing sports here, but going 22 for 24 is a heck of a batting average. When has Mizzou had a run like that when they're in the top 25 on it's almost a weekly basis? 22 out of the last 24, right? Wow, that's pretty damn good. Let's talk about the overall win total. These are all games. Mizzou has 20 overall wins since the start of last season. Okay, let's put this into context. There's only 8 power conference teams that have more than Mizzou over the last two seasons. Oregon's got 24, Georgia's got 23, Texas has got 23, Michigan's got 22, Penn State 21, Ohio State 21, Notre Dame 21, Alabama 21. I hope I counted that right. 1, 2, 3, I think I did. Whatever, you get the point. But really, only 8 teams Power Conference teams have more wins than Mizzou over the last two seasons. So once you get past those top eight, then comes Mizzou, Ole Miss, and Washington with 20. Is that something that Mizzou fans should feel pride in or take pride in, feel proud of? Yeah, I think so. Because again, you got to look at the historical context to just appreciate how good that really is on a national level. Let's talk about SEC wins in the last 2 years, winning in the conference. Over the last two seasons, only Georgia and Alabama have a better record in SEC games than Mizzou. All the teams in the conference, now it doesn't count Texas and Oklahoma, who were new this year. But among the programs that were in place already in the SEC the last two seasons, Mizzou has a better record than everyone except for Georgia and Alabama. And then three others are 11-5. Georgia was 14-2 the last 2 years in the conference. Alabama's 13-3. Three others were 11-5. Mizzou, Ole Miss, and LSU. I think that's outstanding. Is it perfection? Is it like, well, you know, we were tied for the third best team in the SEC conference over 2 years, so our work is done. We have reached the mountaintop. Nobody's saying that. But it's a few that represents a pretty big step forward, considering the futility in, or the mediocrity anyway, in a lot of Mizzou football seasons since Gary Pinkel had his heyday, and then the Mizzou program kind of went into dormancy for a long time. So overall national wins, where they rank, the polls, the uptick, big time uptick in conference play, conference games, success in those games, really, really, really encouraging. Let's talk about another thing, home field success. Very important. You got to be able to control your home field. You got to make it a very imposing place to play. You got to win a huge share of your games. You can't slip at home too many times if you aspire to be an elite program, right? So let's go over this, because I think you'll like hearing this stuff. Well, I think most people by now that follow Mizzou know that the Tigers were 7-0 at home this season. I looked it up this morning. There's only 10 Power Conference teams that are unbeaten this year at home during the regular season, so the book is closed on that because it's the regular season. Mizzou is only one of 10 to do that. The other nine unbeaten home teams in the Power Conference level, Oregon, Georgia, Alabama, Indiana, Tennessee, Arizona State, Washington, Miami, and Georgia Tech. I think that that's really good, to say the least, right? They're protecting the fortress, right? They're protecting Memorial Stadium, Faurot Field. That's a big, big step to take when you want to be a great program. More on the home cooking aspect. If we go back to the start of last season, because again, I like to view this as a two-season stretch rather than just 1 year independent of the other. So if you go back to last season, Mizzou has won 10 in a row at home, and their 13-1 home record since the beginning of 2023 is one of the best in the nation among Power Conference teams. The only three Power Conference teams that have topped Mizzou's home record over the last two seasons are Oregon 14-0, Georgia 13-0, and Washington 13-0. So next are six Power Conference teams that went 13-1, including Mizzou, but also in that group are Tennessee, Ohio State, Ole Miss, LSU, and Alabama. My point being is Mizzou's hanging with some pretty good company there, right? Some pretty impressive company when you're talking about name brand programs. Mizzou has been as good at home the last couple of years as just about anybody. Again, I'm going to repeat, 13-1 is one of the best in the nation among Power Conference teams. Only three Power Conference teams have topped that over the last 2 years. I'm impressed. I don't know about you. I like that. I think that's a positive, but I'm sure somebody will find something negative about it. And by the way, they all of these teams beat up on cupcake opponents that you schedule early in the year at home. So Mizzou's just the same as everybody else. In 2024, one of the things I love the most, and you did too, this was a really stubborn team, really resilient team. Mizzou at 9-3 with a chance to make it a 10-win season. They could have been pushed back, however, into mediocrity. They really could have. They were this close on a lot of game days, this close of getting shoved back into time where you don't want them to be. Here's what I'm talking about. In matchups against power conference opponents, Mizzou was outscored in the first quarter in four of the nine games, and they were they either trailed or were tied in seven of the nine games. So to prevail in most of those games, rather than fall back, rather than slip back into mediocrity by losing those games, Mizzou had to really come up big. They had to summon everything they had and come up big in the second half of those close games, or those games where they were tied or trailing at the half. They had five comeback wins at home against power conference opponents. They were down 14-3 to Boston College, and they won. They trailed Vandy 27-20, and they won. The Tigers were losing 17-3. That's almost surreal to think about that. They were losing 17-3 to Auburn, and they won. That was the Brady Cook Hospital game. The Tigers trailed 23-16 with the backup quarterback, Drew Pine, playing, and they won. They came back and won. That was one of the most dramatic games of the season. In Saturday's final home game, Mizzou was slipping around. Arkansas was slipping around, but Arkansas had a 14-7 lead, and then later on, Arkansas came back to take a 21-20 lead. But once again, Mizzou fought back and got the job done. Listen, these games weren't the best for our blood pressure meetings, right? Or I should say readings. They weren't the best for our blood pressure readings, but ultimately gave us a reason to smile and feel good. Mizzou drove us crazy. Mizzou made us happy. Mizzou was frustrating. Mizzou was calming. Mizzou was a little bit of everything. The bottom line is 9-3 with a chance to be 10-3. And since becoming part of a major conference, just the first major conference they were in was the Big Six, and that goes all the way back to 1928. So the Tiger program has only put up nine-win seasons in 97 years. And if they can get to 10, it would only be the seventh double-digit win total in 97 years. I'm not going to scoff at that. I'm not going to just say, well, they didn't make the playoff, so who cares? Nah. If you're a fan, like if you were a backer of Alabama, you were a backer of Georgia and Ohio State, and I mean, I can name a bunch of programs. You can have that attitude, right? Because much more is to be expected of those programs that are established powers. Mizzou's trying to get there. They're not there yet. Can't say for sure that they ever will get there. But I want to repeat something that I think a lot of Mizzou fans are saying, which is, and some of the media I've noticed have said it, and I agree with the sentiment. The thing that's interesting about this season is we can be disappointed that Mizzou didn't get to where we knew they had a chance to be, right? So they kind of left us wanting more. They left us feeling pretty good about things, but we're saying, but we know there's more. Isn't that a good thing if you think about it, maybe in the abstract sense? You win nine games, and yet it's okay. It's perfectly understandable to say and to feel, but they can do better. They can do more than that. And that's not complaining. That's not putting them down. That's not whining over opportunities missed. You like what they did. They don't win nine games in a season very often. They've done it 2 years in a row, and they got a chance to win 10 2 years in a row. Yet they leave us wanting more. They leave us thinking there is more, and they take whatever disappointment is there, and they flip it around because it's like, despite whatever you're feeling, a little bit down because this season could have been better. You're also thinking, You know why you think that? Because you now view Mizzou as a program that is capable of higher things. That's a really good place to be, right? That's a really good place to be. Having back-to-back nine-win seasons, or would be back-to-back double-digit seasons, if they win the bowl. And yet we think, well, wait a minute. We now think so highly of this program. We're confident that they can do better, and we want them to do better, and we're disappointed if they won't do better. That's progress, right? For all those gloomy Saturdays and all the, you know, the 3-5 conference records and lost seasons, that kind of confidence in the program, to be so confident in what Mizzou is capable of doing, that you're disappointed when they win 9 games or 10 games because they didn't make the playoff. I kind of like that. I kind of like that the standards have been raised, which has been a big issue for Mizzou football through the decades. Raising the standards, aspiring to the highest standards. I think they're getting there, and that's good. Well, thank you for watching as always. I appreciate it. And I'll probably be back a little later this week. I'm going to do something on the career of Brady Cook at Mizzou. I'm glad that he was able to go out a winner in his final home game. Same for all the other seniors. Same for Luther Burden, who's not a senior, but we all know it's going to be that was his last home game. So I hope you have a rest of the day, a really pleasant Sunday, and I'll be back tomorrow here on the Bernie Miklas channel on YouTube. Thank you very much, as always.